From God's eye, my journey starts. If I'm not afraid to make a new start, then my Lord Supreme will certainly be compassionate enough to help me with this new start. To start my spiritual journey, I need God, the forgiveness. First, I have to empty myself of all the undivine thoughts and undivine deeds that are inside me. Everything that is unaspiring and uninspiring within me, I have to discard. And for that, I need God's forgiveness. After receiving God's forgiveness, I can think about another aspect of God. And that aspect is God's compassion. God has forgiven me. Now I need his compassion. I need his compassion because I'm weak and I'm ignorant. Yet I fervently desire to do something, to achieve something, to become something. But I don't have the capacity to do what I want to do or to become what I want to become. Therefore, I desperately need God's compassion. After receiving God's forgiveness and God's compassion, I need God's blessings. I need God to shower his infinite blessings on me from above so that I can succeed in the battlefield of life. Life is a constant battle, and if I am to succeed, then I shall have to entirely depend upon God's blessings.
I must never give up. give up. I must never give up. God loves me.
God loves me. God needs me. After receiving his forgiveness, his compassion and his blessings, I need to feel at every moment God's love. I have to feel that the one who has forgiven me, granted me his compassion and blessed me, really cares for me. If I feel that God really loves me, then only I can have true and abiding happiness. The Creator is all love for his creation, but quite often, the creation does not feel it or realize it. Since I am a member of God's creation, it is my bounden duty to feel his love at every moment. Only then will I try to become good, divine, and perfect. After feeling God's love, there is something very significant and very deep I have to feel, and that thing is God's oneness. God's love is not enough. I may have love for someone or something, but I may not have established my complete, conscious, and inseparable oneness with him. So, after feeling God's love, I must establish my conscious, constant, and inseparable oneness with him. To have conscious, constant, and inseparable oneness with God, there's something I have to achieve, something I have to become. And that thing is perfection. Become perfect by crying inwardly to receive those things that inspire me, uplift me, and illumine me, and to discard or conquer those things which discourage me, disturb me, and torment me. When I cry to receive good things and to conquer bad things, God is pleased with me, It is only by pleasing God that I can become perfect. Please, God. I say to Him, oh, my beloved Supreme, today do make my surrender complete, constant, and sleepless, so that I can become a supremely choice instrument of yours. Today, my life and I are completely surrendering to your will so that our love for you can take infinitely deeper root in our heart. From this moment on, I shall see everything in your own way. I shall feel everything in your own way. And I shall do everything in your own way without having a thought for my own self. Bind me, bind me. The more you bind me with your compassion eye and forgiveness heart, the sooner I will get my liberation life. I deeply appreciate, admire, and adore, and I simply love your firm grip on my life. May your supreme victory be proclaimed by my soul, my heart, my mind, my vital, my body, by everything that I have and everything that I am, at every moment, lovingly, prayerfully, soulfully, and self-givingly. May your supreme will, may your absolute will work faster than the fastest in and through my life, for your full manifestation here on earth. When God comes to me, He gives me a broad smile. Wide, soulful, illumining smile, and says, my son, I shall make you a perfect instrument of mine, and at the same time I shall manifest myself in and through you.
My supreme, my supreme.